You're on Triple M Southwest this morning. Bit of Whitesnake for us. And I caught up with Jackson Barrett to have a little look about the cancellation of the games last weekend and how that's going to affect the season and also what's happening this weekend. Bit of an upset last weekend with the whole lockdown and the decision for the Southwest Footy League to just like postpone the round. Lots of grizzling on social media that I saw.
Yeah, so obviously the round was cancelled because of this snap lockdown, and the big question is, we had no restrictions placed on us and community sport was allowed to go ahead, so why is that the case? And the gist of it is that a lot of clubs, particularly the town clubs, so not so much Bunbury, South Bunbury, Kerry Park to an extent, but the sites like Margaret River or Augusta Margaret River, Donnybrook, maybe Harvey, have lots of guys coming down from Perth who just couldn't get down. So one argument was, what an awesome opportunity to bring some guys up from Colts, maybe some older guys in the resis that hadn't played league footy before, bring some Colts guys up, and it's a bit of a like a development round. Lots of guys like that get a crack at it, but that wasn't the case. The league decided to postpone the round, so this round will be played in mid-July when there was going to be a women's only round after the Nutrien Ag Country Championship. So that's something else that we lose, but that's just how it all works. There has been a little bit of disappointment that the league is reliant on its Perth players. I don't think it's reliant on its Perth players at all. I think the decision was made because some clubs have more Perth players than others. If all clubs had 5 Perth players, the league still would have gone ahead. I just think some of the clubs are more reliant on them than others. Like Harvey Bulls have heaps of them. Even Kerry Park, who I hear in Bunbury, but their best player is Rory O'Brien. He travels down from Pinjarra. And it just would have had a big impact on this week's games in the end.
I suppose it keeps it fair.
Yeah, and I think because this opportunity was here in July to play these games and keep the fixturing sort of as it should be, everyone plays each other twice, I think that would have been a big part of that decision as well. I think if there was no room to move on this week, no spot to shift it to, I think it probably would have gone ahead. But they had that flexibility there because we've got a split round in round 13. So,
well, thanks for explaining it, because I didn't really understand. So it's always good to get a bit of inside info.
Yeah, two views. One's, do you develop the players or do you rely on Perth players? Happy with whatever. We'll get this round later in the year, so it's fine.
Yeah. Speaking of rounds, this weekend, who's playing who? What are going to be the big clashes?
So you got the big clashes. The big clash is one of the Sunday games, which is Bunbury against Augusta Margaret River. So Bunbury, this is sort of like the hunted v the hunters. So Bunbury are the premiers. Lots of people had them as their favourites, but they beat Eton in round 1 and then lost to Donnybrook in round 2. So they play AMR, who have now won 2 games. So it's very much like this looks like the form team. And they're one of the sides that will really push the premiers. So really looking forward to that on Sunday. Donnybrook play Busselton on Saturday. That'll be an interesting one. Two teams at opposite ends of the scale. Donnybrook have had 2, you could say, upset wins, and Busselton have had 2 losses that they'd be pretty disappointed with. Our stream game on the Saturday is the South Bunbury and Harvey Bulls game. So it's a night game at Hands Oval. And then we've got Eton and Collie the following day as well. And Harvey Brunswick Leschenault play Kerry Park. Harvey Brunswick Leschenault will be heavy favourites. This is the last game of the round, the 3 o'clock game on the Sunday. But they've now actually lost their last 3 games at Brunswick Oval. So they dropped a final to Busselton. They then dropped their second chance final to Collie, which saw them go out in straight sets. And they lost to Augusta Margaret River there in their home opener last week. So they're looking for their first win at home in 4 games, despite being one of the powerhouses of the league at the moment.
Righto. Well, thank you for the update. And before we go, Lower Southwest Footy League?
Yeah, they were called off as well, unfortunately. So they come back this week for round 2. So Boyupbrook play Tigers, Bridgetown play Cogenup, Dean Mill play Imps, which is a really big game, and Southerners have the bye. So all those games are on Saturday.
Also, I'm yet to be bribed to be the number one ticket holder for a Lower Southwest Footy League team, but, you know, HBL bribed me with a beanie and a scarf and let me partake in their sausage eating competition. So that's, you know, sort of the going price to buy my loyalty. So I'm all about it right now. So who am I going to support? 133353.